You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Yawn. Really? We're going to talk about retirement, Shauna? Yes. Yes, we are, because thinking about retirement now will help you and your parents make sure you're lounging in a chair on a tropical island somewhere instead of working a 9-to-5 late into your 90s.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey, it's Shauna here with some really exciting news. You can now listen to our entire back catalog completely ad-free, exclusively on Stitcher Premium. Check out all your favorite episodes of Millennial Money, like How to Finally Master the Art of Budgeting. In addition to the Millennial Money Archive, you can also listen to every new episode ad-free, as well as tons of other ad-free Wondery shows with hundreds of hours of original content, audio documentaries, and exclusive bonus episodes from some of your favorite podcasts. You can sign up now for a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and using the promo code Wondery. Then once you're signed up, you just download the Stitcher app for iOS or Android and start listening. That's stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and promo code Wondery. Hey, lovely Millennial Money podcast listeners. Just want to thank you again so much for checking out the podcast. It means so much to me, and I hope that you're getting a lot of great inspiration and value in each of these episodes. As our guest today, Benjamin Brandt, a fellow CFP, says, planning your amazing retirement starts today. It's not just a corny tagline, I promise you. Look, you're just never too young to think about how you want to live your life in the future. It might not work out that way, of course, but who cares? At least you're taking some steps to get yourself there versus waiting and wishing that you somehow hit the jackpot and win the lotto. Because trust me, I've been doing that for a while. It just doesn't work out very well. So I went straight to a retirement expert to figure out why and what you should be doing about your future now. Benjamin is founder and president of Capital City Wealth Management in Bismarck, North Dakota, a fee-only financial planning company. I only know one person from North Dakota, and that was my grandfather, who I never actually got to know, but I figure if he's from North Dakota and Benjamin's from North Dakota, must be pretty cool people there. He's also the host of the popular podcast Retirement Starts Today Radio and the accompanying blog. Benjamin is an Iraqi combat veteran, having served in the North Dakota Army National Guard for 8 years, including a 15-month deployment to Iraq in 2003. So, Benjamin, thank you so much for your service, honestly. And, of course, for dropping some serious retirement gems in today's episode. So, Benjamin, I am so excited to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I want to start out, I Googled how to retire wealthy and got over 23 million responses. But I'd love to know from you, because we have a millennial audience here, what do you think are some of the biggest keys to retiring quote unquote wealthy, and maybe even taking a little step back from that? What does it even mean to be wealthy these days?
Well, what it means to me to be wealthy is to have some control over your life. Rather than having your finances control you, you're able to control your finances. So you're able to influence what your opportunities are based on the money you have, not, you know, other factors like time. So I would say that's wealthy.
For sure. For sure. And obviously the more money that you can amass, the more options you have for yourself down the line, which I think is maybe a easier way that certainly somebody in their 20s and 30s could attach themselves to why they should even start saving for retirement.
Yeah. And I think the money thing, just to kind of expand upon my original point, is it has less to do with money. I think for millennials, I consider myself to be a millennial. Like we said in the pre-interview, the world's oldest millennial. I was born in 1981. And I think for our generation, if I can speak, you know, for our generation, I don't know if I have that responsibility, but, I think it's less about money. I think it's more about contentment, you know, what deciding. Yeah. It's about something more than money. We teach people how to retire with our firm, and we manage those investments for them. And we've had people that will never, no matter what, how much convincing I do, they'll never spend all the money that they've accumulated. And we've talked to people in the past that no matter how much they save, it'll never be enough, just because that next thing is really what they're focused on. So I think the wealth part has less to do with money and more to do with attitude.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And I actually am really embracing that change is happening, because I've definitely seen a shift in the mentality around money. Have you seen that on your end as well?
More so with people my age or a similar peer group. I've had friends that have sold out of businesses and want to travel the world. I've had friends that have, you know, just really bucked the traditional trend, started the traditional way, 9 to 5, wore a suit and tie, corporate world, found that to be unfulfilling, and then found, you know, decided to pursue fulfillment in other avenues. So I think our generation is kind of looking at what our parents did and said, I can see why that's not going to work for me, and I want to try something else. I can always slap on a suit and tie later on if I want to and go do that, but I want to try this other thing.
Yeah. And I think there's such like amazing freedom around that. I mean, I forget what the statistic is now, but it's something around most millennials will have, is it 4 to 6 different careers in their lifetime or something along those lines. So there's going to be lots of different interesting opportunities for you to shift. And maybe you do something a little bit different now than you do even
5, 10 years from now, and you just have this different perspective on life and even what it means to quote unquote retire.
Right. It's going to make traditional retirement planning more difficult if you have 7 or 8 or 10 different jobs, because you won't be able to vest in a pension. Not that pensions are all that common anymore, but you'll have to have a more portable retirement. You'll have to take it with you wherever you go, and you'll have to make sure it's not neglected orphan child not earning you any interest from 6 jobs ago.
For sure. And you host a podcast, Retirement Starts Today radio podcast, and your audience is in particular retirees. I think it makes it super interesting to chat with you, because certainly listeners that are younger, 20s, 30s, even early 40s, retirement feels like we've just been talking something that is much further off. And maybe even today's millennials will retire 70s, 80s, or never, depending on kind of their career trajectory. But I'd love to know from you, how do you see the needs of younger investors now differing from the needs of retirees that you talk to and that you work with?
So the retirees that I'm talking to now, we're taking a lump sum investment and we're turning it into monthly cash for life. So we're managing a portfolio of index funds, and we're helping them learn about sustainable withdrawal rates and things like that. So that's what we talk about on the show. We talk about, I like to tell people, I teach people how to retire, whether that's physically teaching someone in a classroom setting, which we do. I just did it last night for the baby boomer type crowd, people our parents' age, but then also every Monday morning on our show. So I would say the thing that differs them the most is that when you're retired, you're in sort of a decumulation phase where you're turning a lump sum into income. When you're just starting out, you're turning income into something that will become a lump sum later. So you're doing really the opposite as a young person than you are as an old person. I will say that, some wisdom that's been shared with me, I help people generally in their late 50s, early 60s to retire, and that's who our audience is. Based on some polling we did last summer, our audience is 90% over the age of 50. Some wisdom that they've shared with me is that, you think that you're a poor person in college and you think that you don't have any money, but you really find out that you don't have money once you get married and start having kids and start having a mortgage and whatever payments that are involved in your life. So the more that you can squirrel away as a teenager, even in your 20s or 30s, that's just that much less you'll have to try to squirrel away when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And that's really what does the heavy lifting in your retirement plan, is the compound interest, which just very simply put, takes a lot of time to work.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I even think about if I could have started saving even when I was in college, the dramatic impact that would have had on my portfolio now even. And, I teach at a university here in Los Angeles, and I try to echo this point through so many different graphs and illustrations and numbers and all sorts of different things to get, somebody that's in their 19, 20, 21 age range to understand. Even if you scroll away, let's just say, I'm picking a random number, but let's just say like $50 a month or something that is relatively small due to compounding, like how big that snowball can grow to. And I always love when students' eyes kind of perk up and they open up and it's kind of like this aha moment, which I think is so fun. But I'd love to know from you, obviously, millennials today have a lot of drag on their money. You talked about some of those things that happen once you get married, but they've got student loans, high cost of living, low wages, all of those sorts of things. How do you think those are going to have a dramatic effect on how millennials retire? Is that just the conversation of they're going to retire later, or they have to be better savers, or how does that translate?
I think you have to be of two minds. You've got to have a contingency plan just in case number two doesn't work out. But the number one thing is creating a contingency plan as far as, using low cost growth mutual funds and invest for the long term. We'll start with a contingency. Number two, the happiest clients that I talk to right on the cusp of retirement are the ones that have crafted a lifestyle for themselves that they don't feel the need to retire from. So they're getting legitimate fulfillment from something that's providing them an income, and thus they'd why retire? My fulfillment is attached to teaching, or it's attached to architecture or engineering or something similar, working with my favorite charity. And so by doing something like that, the traditional I want to retire at 55 or 65 or 70 becomes less a part of it, because so much of yourself is tied to where you're getting the satisfaction from and this contentment.
Sure.
So the whole retirement paradigm that I don't like my boss, I don't like my coworkers, and digging ditches is hard at 60, then you quit from that to be retired and sit on a couch. I think if you do work in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s to try to create a lifestyle that you don't feel the need to retire from, that's the ultimate win when it comes to retirement planning, is never needing to retire. Now, you need to have the contingency in place just in case that doesn't work, or you get struck by lightning or hit by a train or something where that doesn't work out the way you thought it would. But if you do both of those things, start with the end in mind, save all along the way, I think you're going to have a lot of flexibility and possibilities to do some really neat stuff.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is, I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
To Benjamin's episode after an Ask Shauna that comes from Veronica. Veronica says, "Hi, Shauna. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and my friends get annoyed that I'm constantly giving them money advice. Just spread in the love. I have a question about the payment plan service Afterpay that I see on a lot of websites. It says 0% interest, but I'm such a skeptic. What should I know about these payment services before I jump into one? I mean, it sounds like a good deal to me, but maybe I'm seeing it wrong. Thanks for all your help and keep rocking the podcast." Veronica, first off, I love that you're annoying all your friends. That is the whole purpose of this podcast. Not, of course, to annoy your friends, but to spread what you learn. I think that's the only way we really create revolution, evolution, whatever you want to call it, out of this money stuff, is just to take what you learn and share it with a friend or two. And then hopefully they learn something and share it with somebody else, because there aren't a lot of places where we can go where we can really learn about money. So I love that I'm able to do that. And hopefully they don't get too annoyed. This is a great question. I thank you so much for asking this. In fact, I was just interviewed today by the New York Times about this very topic. And I think that a lot of people are seeing these different payment services pop up on websites. I know that the company Affirm offers a lot of payment plans for big purchases. I don't know if you've seen, I'm really interested in the Peloton bike lately. I don't know if any of you out there are Peloton users. If you are, I would love to know whether you love the Peloton or don't love the Peloton, because I'm literally sitting right on the fence of the purchase, and it's a rather large purchase price. So I just want to make sure that I'm making a good decision. But one of the options is a payment plan with a company called Affirm, where you can have zero interest and pay it over a specific period of time. But Afterpay is certainly popping up on a lot of different merchant websites. I don't know if you've noticed them yet, but a lot of times there's an option when you go to the Buy Now button where it says, oh, you could break this payment up in four different payments, which is really what Afterpay is about. They offer zero interest over four periodic payments. And you're right, a lot of these merchants are using this now to really entice buyers into buying something. So, I mean, it's just human logic if you think about it. If we were going to buy something that was, say, $100, and someone said, okay, give me $100 today, or you can give me $25 over X amount of time, each, you know, $25 increment, it's human nature. We would say, okay, well, I'm going to give you the $25 now, and then $25 in 2 weeks, or whatever it may be, until you get to $100, because none of us like to actually depart with our money. And sometimes it's a smart strategy. Sometimes your payment, maybe you run your own business, or even how you get paid through your company, maybe just the payment system is a little off or gets a little wonky certain months. And so you'd rather not give the whole amount of money up front. Or maybe it's just because you like spreading out your payments with zero interest so that you can put the rest of your money to work, either in 401k or IRA or different investments. Each of us, I think, have our own ideas, but really most of us are just, we don't want to give someone the $100 right now. That's really just sort of the methodology behind it. But as long as you pay off that debt in that period of time, so over those four payments, really there isn't a big catch. It's just kind of a really nice service to offer you zero interest to be able to spread out your payments. Of course, there's always the risk that if you decide like, wow, I love this, and you go kind of shopping crazy, that you could run up such a tab that maybe you can't afford to pay off even in those four payments. So I think as with everything, it's just about balance. If there's something you want to buy and it makes sense to spread it out over four payments, great. If not, just pay for the thing. Just pay for it in cash, pay for it on your debit card, pay for it on your credit card, and pay it all off in the month. Whatever that means to you, just get the thing paid off. Because especially if you're struggling a bit with your expenses every month, you just don't want to get in a situation where you can't make that payment, make those four payments, and then suddenly you're either going to collections or they're charging all sort of late payments. That's really where these services are just not effective. So that is such an awesome question, Veronica. Thank you so much for asking it. And I say it's great to be a skeptic. You don't have to be afraid. I don't see anything like super hidden in these different services, but you're right. It's worth asking the questions. So I think before you decide to use one of these services, just read the fine print, know what you're signing up for, and then realize that you need to actually build those payments into your budget so you can pay the thing off. So again, thanks so much, Veronica, for your question. I love it. And as always, you can send in your own Ask Shauna question. You can tell me that you want to remain anonymous. That's totally fine with me. There's a spot over on the website that you can head to at mmoneypodcast.com to fill out an Ask Shauna question, or feel free to just send me an email at info@mmoneypodcast.com.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I like that idea of find something that you love to do, that you can do for a really long time, but also have those contingencies built in, because life has a really interesting way of throwing lots of curveballs. I know you're a certified financial planner, just like myself, and I'm sure you've seen, just like I have seen, so many different things that show up in people's lives that were completely unexpected, and it's changed the conversation, it's changed the dynamic. You know, all sorts of just things that life just gets trickier the further on you go. But I'd love to know, so I'm sure that there are some listeners thinking like, okay, I'm saving money in my 401k and, you know, I'm doing what I can there, but what are some other ways I can put myself in a better position to save more money or to be better prepared for retirement? I know this is totally case specific, but is there any kind of general advice you might give?
I would say don't focus so much. I mean, you can only get so much juice out of a piece of fruit, right? So a lot of times we focus on, you know, making more out of our income, right? I want to get there through frugality. I want to get there through, you know, having a 10% or a 20% or a 50%. You read blogs where people have an 80% savings rate where they convert 80% of their income into long-term savings. That's fine. But if that's your only focus, you're potentially missing out on the other side of the coin, which is growing your income. So investing in yourself, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, going to graduate school and getting your doctorate. I'm talking more about, you know, keeping your head up and finding out how you can get that next maybe promotion, or how you can have a side hustle, or have a podcast that you monetize, or teach courses online, or some other way rather than the frugality route. What if there's opportunities to do a side hustle and make more money that way? So I forget your original question, but that's how my mind thinks about, with all the chips stacked against millennials with student loans and everything else, that's how I would think about getting ahead, is flexing on the income side rather than flexing on the frugality side.
I think that's a great point, because there are so many different ways now that you can make money, that you, all you need is a computer or to drive a car or to take something that you're really good at and figure out if there's a way you can monetize that. And I think that's really what's exciting about the technology and the time that we're in now, is there are all of those different opportunities, and some of them don't take a whole lot extra amount of your time. It just takes really thinking about it. And I love what you said about, you know, flexing on the income side, because that's really where you can juice up your bank account. You can find extra money to put towards all of these different goals. I think that's awesome. So, you know, there's this definite movement. I'm sure you're aware of the FIRE movement, and definitely these trends towards being debt-free, and that the idea of being debt-free somehow equates to some level of perfection, or have, you know, setting yourself up in a perfect situation. I'd love to know your thoughts on this, and the idea of, you know, that being debt-free is like the end-all be-all for millennials.
I love being debt-free. I hate the FIRE movement.
I love it. So tell me why you hate the FIRE movement.
Because you're focusing on the attitude a lot of times, and maybe this is just because of the blog, they want you to click it and read the article, you know, and get some revenue, some eyeballs. But I feel like the attitude behind the FIRE movement so often is, you know, quit your 9-to-5, tell your boss to shove it, you know, and make your neighbors envious, things like that. And maybe I'm seeing the wrong blogs or following the wrong people on Twitter, but I think that's the wrong attitude. If you're wanting to retire early because of external influences, like you don't like your job, you don't like your boss, your cubicle mate's a jerk, those external forces are going to be gone once you retire. And 6 months later, you're going to forget that you hate your boss. He's not going to be in your life anymore. And you're still going to be forced to deal with whatever's going on in your head that's making you uncontent, that's making you unhappy in life. So you've got to find internal happiness and internal contentment or fulfillment for yourself. Not tied to your job at all. So I think the financial independence, retire early. It's great to be financially independent. It's great to be debt-free. I've been following Dave Ramsey for the better part of a decade, probably longer than that. Love all that. But I want people to learn how to make money doing something that they love. And then you'd never need to retire. Warren Buffett is, he's 90 years old. Yeah. And he's still making money for his investors. I want to do that. I love to help people with money. I love to teach. I'm not exactly ditch digging, as they say in Caddyshack. Why would I ever want to retire? So I know it's a little weird that I counsel people and teach them how to retire, and I'll never retire myself, that I can see. But I still save on a regular basis as a contingency plan. But no, I don't like the idea of financial independence, retire early. I want people to find something they love to do and do it forever.
Yeah, it's funny. So my dad is actually 79 years old, and I always say 79 years young. And he's been in the financial industry his whole career. And people ask him all the time, when are you going to retire? When are you going to stop working? And he says, well, I guess the day I die, because I love what I do. I love helping people. I love talking to people. And it really feels like he's found kind of a secret sauce, if you will. And I think that, you know, if people could really find that and attach themselves to that, you know, I love the message of why not do something you love until the ticker clock runs out.
Yeah, die with your work boots on, because you want to, not because you have to. That's why we've got to have the contingency plan. I might want to work forever. My wife might not want me to work forever. She might want to be retired with me, and she has a lot of influence over my happiness as well. You know, we influence each other in a healthy way. But so you got to have those contingency plans in place. But I think the biggest return on investment is investing in yourself in a way that, whether it's through entrepreneurship or I don't know what the route could be for other people, but invest in yourself in a way that you can craft a lifestyle for yourself that you don't need to feel the need to retire from.
Yeah. So, such great advice. So tell me a little bit, I know the podcast is geared more towards retirees, but tell me a little bit more about some of the episodes and some of the different topics you talk about.
We talk about wealth building. We talk a lot about the attitudes needed to retire. We talk a lot about contentment, you know, finding life satisfaction from things other than, you know, leisure activities. Obviously, in retirement, every day is Saturday. And we think about, I want to go golfing, or I want to go fishing, or I want to go to Hawaii, or I want to go hang out with Shauna in Los Angeles. But if you're, you know, we talk about the myth of the pro leisure circuit, that we've had clients that they thought they were going to golf every day in retirement, but 3 or 4 years in, they say, I'm totally sick of golf. You know, this thing that I thought was going to occupy all my time, I got bored with. So now I'm kind of in trouble. So we talk about those kind of attitudes around retirement, about around wealth building. We got to interview Chris Hogan from the Dave Ramsey Show last year. We got to interview Sarah Stanley from The Millionaire Next Door. So that's one thing I love about the podcast, is it opens up doors to talk to our literary heroes, you know, people that we've listened to or talked to for a long time. So love that about the podcast.
Yeah, awesome. Well, one last question for you. I'd love to know, obviously, we've kind of hammered home some points and a general sentiment towards retirement. But if you could leave listeners with maybe just one tip about setting themselves up for retirement, maybe even something a little bit different than we talked about, what would it be?
I got the tip. It's the super secret tip.
I'm ready.
Everybody under the age of 40, tell your parents to subscribe to my podcast so they don't move into your basement.
That is an awesome super secret tip.
That's the tip. Tell your parents, teach them how to download podcasts first, then subscribe to Retirement Starts Today Radio, and they will get financially fit and they'll retire and then they won't have to live with you.
Fantastic. So just to wrap that back up, so tell listeners where they can find you and subscribe to the podcast.
Sure. Retirement Starts Today. If you type that into any podcast catcher, whether that be Android or iTunes, you'll find us.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.